Chinese regime says Iran cooperation should not be disrupted. The Chinese Communist Party has signaled it won't stop working with the Iranian regime after Chinese and Hong Kong entities were hit by U.S. sanctions for aiding Tehran's economy. China's cooperation with Iran has always been conducted within the framework of international law and should not be interrupted and disrupted, China's foreign ministry spokesperson Lin Jian said at a regular briefing on August 25, when asked about Beijing's willingness to change its practices following the U.S. request. The U.S. government on August 24 announced fresh sanctions targeting nearly 60 entities, individuals, and vessels that the Treasury said enable the Iranian regime's recklessness. The actions are part of a broader campaign from the Trump administration to further cut Tehran off from the global economy, which has brought renewed attention to Tehran's largest remaining trading partner, China. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent said that every country would be given a timeline to cease the identified activities related to Iran or face financial penalties from his department. He noted that officials from the Departments of Treasury, State, and War are engaging with their counterparts worldwide, and that the U.S. expectation is immediate action. While the Treasury chief did not outline specific timelines at the August 24 press conference, he said that Washington does not have infinite patience and urged China and other countries to refrain from testing the administration's resolve. At the August 25 briefing in Beijing, the Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesperson would not say whether they had received such a deadline from America, stating only that China is closely monitoring the relevant developments. Lin called the sanctions illegal and reiterated that China would take all necessary measures to protect its interests. China is Iran's largest oil customer. U.S. officials have said that China takes in more than 90% of Tehran's crude exports, providing a vital economic lifeline to the Iranian regime despite years of U.S. sanctions. The sanctions package unveiled by the Treasury on August 24 includes 5 shadow fleet vessels linked to transporting Iranian oil to third countries, particularly China. 1 oil tanker, owned by Requesa Group in Hong Kong but flying the Vanuatu flag, has delivered millions of barrels of Iranian crude to China this year, according to the Treasury. The U.S. government also targeted a network found to help the Iranian regime acquire critical technology for nuclear research and missile development. At the center of the network is Sweet Ocean Industrial Limited, a Hong Kong-based company alleged to act as an intermediary in purchasing laser optics equipment and other sensitive items for Iran's Malek Ashti University, a UN-sanctioned entity. 3 China-based individuals, Li Na, Tian Jianbai, and Zhang Limei, were designated for allegedly facilitating that procurement network. The Treasury said the network has enabled Tehran to obtain highly sensitive technology that has both civilian and military applications through a sprawling system of front companies, covert financial channels, and logistics intermediaries across East Asia. The Iran measures took place less than a month before a visit by Chinese leader Xi Jinping. U.S. President Donald Trump has said on several occasions that he expected to meet with Xi at the White House on September 24. Emily Khan and Andrew Moran contributed to this report.